Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book in A Path Through the Jungle, a psychological health and well-being program to develop robustness and resilience. Professor Steve Peters offers a groundbreaking exploration of mental health, drawing upon his extensive clinical experience and academic research. This book, embodying an innovative program, is designed to guide individuals through the intricate landscape of psychological well-being, equipping them with tools to increase their robustness and resilience. Peters, renowned for his previous work on the chimp paradox model, delves into the complexities of the human mind, proposing strategies to better manage emotions, thoughts, and behaviors. The book is poised as a beacon for those navigating the often daunting journey of mental health, providing actionable advice to foster a well-balanced and resilient psychological state. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding the mind's jungle. Peters begins by likening the human mind to a jungle, full of unknowns, challenges, and opportunities for growth. He introduces readers to the concept that our minds are not monolithic, but are comprised of various parts with different roles, desires, and fears. This metaphor serves as a foundational concept, helping readers visualize and comprehend the complexity of their own mental processes. He emphasizes the importance of recognizing these diverse aspects of our psyche to navigate life's challenges effectively. This section provides a comprehensive overview of the mental frameworks that contribute to our psychological makeup, offering insights into how we can begin to map out our own mental landscapes to foster resilience and robustness. Secondly, developing emotional intelligence. A significant emphasis of Peters's program is on developing emotional intelligence as a cornerstone of psychological resilience. He discusses the critical role emotions play in our lives, impacting everything from decision-making to interpersonal relationships. Through practical exercises and theoretical foundations, readers are taught to identify, understand, and manage their emotions more effectively. This chapter underscores the importance of emotional regulation in facing personal and professional challenges, providing strategies to avoid being overwhelmed by negative emotions. Moreover, Peters explores how enhancing emotional intelligence can lead to better conflict resolution skills, improved empathy, and a more profound sense of connection with others. Thirdly, building mental robustness. Here, Professor Peters delves into the concept of mental robustness, defining it as the ability to withstand psychological stressors without succumbing to their negative impacts. He equates mental robustness to physical stamina, arguing that just as one can train their body to endure physical challenges, the mind too can be conditioned to handle psychological pressures. Through a detailed program, readers are guided on how to build their mental robustness by focusing on areas such as cognitive flexibility, stress management, and positive thinking. This section is filled with actionable advice, exercises, and real-life examples to help readers develop a robust mentality capable of navigating life's ups and downs. Fourthly, the power of mindfulness and self-reflection. Peters advocates for the adoption of mindfulness and self-reflection practices as critical tools in the journey towards psychological well-being. He explores how mindfulness can help individuals become more aware of their thought patterns, emotional states, and bodily sensations in the present moment, thereby enabling a more profound understanding of themselves and reducing reactivity to negative stimuli. Self-reflection, on the other hand, is presented as a method to regularly evaluate one's thoughts, feelings, and behaviors, facilitating personal growth and self-awareness. This section provides a compelling argument for making mindfulness and self-reflection an integral part of daily life to enhance mental clarity, peace, and resilience. Lastly, cultivating resilience in facing adversities. The culmination of Peters's program focuses on cultivating resilience, the ability to bounce back from adversity. He distinguishes resilience from robustness by highlighting its proactive and reactive aspects, demonstrating how resilience involves not just enduring difficulties, but also learning and growing from them. Strategies such as developing a positive outlook, fostering strong social connections, and setting realistic goals are discussed as methods to build resilience. This section is particularly valuable for anyone facing significant personal or professional challenges, offering encouragement and practical steps to emerge stronger and more adaptable. In conclusion, Professor Steve Peters, A Path Through the Jungle, a psychological health and well-being program to develop robustness and resilience, is a seminal work that offers invaluable insight into navigating the complexities of mental health with greater awareness, control, and strength. This book is not just for those facing immediate psychological challenges, but for anyone aspiring to improve their overall psychological well-being. Readers from various walks of life, students, professionals, parents, and anyone in between, can benefit from Peter's expert advice to lead a more balanced, resilient, and fulfilling life. The practical exercises and real-life examples make the concepts accessible, allowing readers to apply these critical strategies to their own lives. In essence, this book serves as a vital resource for building a mentally robust and resilient foundation, crucial for facing the inevitable challenges of life head-on. If you would like to support Professor Steve Peters, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.